ewrestling.org.
Week on WWA Superstars.
Here comes Kavanaugh charging from the opposite side of the ring. Running clothesline is called. It's a handful of Jamaican jerk powder to the champion's face. The referee gets caught too, and the man in stripes is blinded that he's screaming he can't see.
Wipe out Kavanaugh! Wipe out!
Ross is covering him, and there's no one in attendance to make the count. The crowd is chanting. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. Where are you going, Sombra? Julio, what are you doing? Julio has delved into the ring, and he's pounding the canvas. Oh, no, Sombra is the referee's license. One, two. Do you believe in miracles? Three, ring the bell. I don't believe it. Chris Ross has become the brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, and this place has exploded! Hello everyone, I'm a Promo Machine, and welcome to Sunday Superstars! We are live tonight in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are only 3 weeks away from the biggest show in the business. That's right, folks, it's the granddaddy of them all, it's Grinder 7. At this show, Tommy Rockwell will have two chances to become eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, and also at this show, Mr. Petit plans to shock the entire wrestling community with an announcement so large and so extreme that he said not even his staff is gonna believe it. I'm so excited right now that... What the hell? You gotta be kidding me. He's not supposed to have any airtime. Folks, apparently Julio Rodriguez Del Hoya has decided to commandeer the ring. As we wait for him to come down through the curtains and down into the ring, I gotta tell you something, folks. This is not the way Julio wants to come back to WWE Superstars. I mean, think about it. Petit just suspended the guy because he had a big mouth. Now he's gonna take over the Superstar show? And this is not sanctioned. I'm looking at my paperwork, people. This is not sanctioned, and Julio Rodriguez should not be in this ring right now. But because I'm not gonna do anything about it, because I seriously don't want to get my head kicked in, let's turn the microphone over to the Mexican Madman.
You know, I was sitting in the back, and I wasn't even going to come out here. I was going to go to my locker room, get dressed, and prepare for my Mexicano strap match with Rick Righteous. But you know what? I get a knock on the door, and lo and behold, it's Scott Champion. And he says to me, he says, Julio, I think you need to go out there in the Georgia Dome in front of Atlanta, Georgia. And I ask him why. He says, because I hear Atlanta, Georgia knows how to represent. He says, I hear Atlanta, Georgia has heart. He said to me, I hear Atlanta, Georgia has pride. But more importantly, you want to know what he said to me? He said, I hear Atlanta, Georgia has a hell of a lot of Mexi fans in the audience tonight. So I said to Scott Champion, this is something I need to see for myself. So now that I'm out here in front of the thousands in attendance, I want to know, Atlanta, Georgia, is this true? I can't hear you. I said, is this true? Well, Atlanta, Georgia, I don't even need to ask how you're doing, do I? Because we know you're doing great. You're doing excellent. You're doing superb. Because you are elated to be at another great WEWA event, Superstars, sponsored by none other than eWrestling.org. But better than that, better than the rest, what has you in your seats heavy with anticipation? I'll tell you what, because after 2 months of longing, 2 months of life without this Mexicano, 2 months of waiting, your patience has been rewarded. Your Latin prince has returned to the ring to enforce the highest standard of wrestling as only he can. The wait is over and the people have spoken. You know, WEWA's last pay-per-view entitled 2005 Ways to Bleed was labeled the destruction of an icon. The destruction of your true Mexicano icon, La Sombra. I fought against friends, I fought against champions. But in the end, it was La Sombra who left with his head lowered in shame. Yet, 2 months later, we are at the crossroads again, despite all Batiste's horses and all Batiste's men trying to stop Julio from getting back up again. And now everything that is wrong will be made right. Those you thought were invincible will be made mortal. Those who were unstoppable will be beaten. Those you thought were good will drown in the talent known as Latino Fury Alive, baby. Because this year, this month, this day, this very mere hour will mark the beginning of a legacy as La Sombra once again steps into the squared circle and washes over it with his aura of ability. This time against Rick Righteous. A man who has beaten virtually every person put before him. But it stops tonight, for he has never faced La Sombra. He has never beaten La Sombra, and he never will. Come hell or high water, La Sombra promises you, the fans, a victory. Promises that he will have his hand raised as a victor. Why? Because I'm Hall of Fame bound, baby. But that's enough about me. I want to know, what do you, the fans, want? Wait. I'll tell you what you don't want right now. You don't want to get ready because here it comes. You don't want the good, the bad, the ugly. You certainly don't want to live by the sword and die by the bullet. You don't want to live it, love it, or learn it. You just want to know one simple little question. You want to know why. Well, for the thousands in attendance and those superstars in the back who don't already know why, let me educate you. It's because I'm the man without fear, the Mexicano maniac, your Latin prince. Latino Fury Alive, baby. La Sombra. And I'm just getting started.
Talk about brash. Talk about confident. Talk about coming out on his first show after a 2-month suspension. And you're talking about Julio De Hoyos Rodriguez, who has just taken it to the entire WEWA organization, from the peanut vendors to the fans. Julio De Hoyos is back, and if that speech wasn't something for the World Heavyweight Champion and every other champion here to think about, I don't know what is. Julio is indeed back on the circuit, and my God, with his match scheduled tonight against Rick Righteous, I'm just going to say one thing, folks. It's guaranteed to be a war.
Welcome back! 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 Welcome back!
Well, as the chants for La Sombra continue to echo throughout the Georgia Dome, it's time to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what happened in our dark match between Trevor North and Simon King.
La radio, que yo te quiero ver.